From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Police in the southern U.S. city of Dallas, Texas, say three suspects are in custody and they are negotiating with a fourth who fired on officers from a downtown parking garage. The gunman is linked to the killing of five law enforcement officers in Dallas and the wounding of six others Thursday night. The shots rang out when a demonstration over the police shooting of two black men in two other states was wrapping up. The sister of a woman who was wounded describes how she got away.
She caught a bullet in the back of her right leg. She immediately jumped on top of one of her boys, the 15-year-old. She jumped on top to cover him on the ground as she pushed him in between two cars and the curb. Her other three boys scattered and ran in opposite directions, so she lost three of her boys, didn't know where they were. She laid there. She said it was about 5 minutes before cops even got to her and pulled her from the area where she was because the shots were coming so fast.
Dallas Police Chief David Brown says officers on the scene may also face another threat.
And that there are bombs all over the place in this garage and in downtown. So we are being very careful in our tactics so that we don't injure or put any of our officers in harm's way, including the citizens of Dallas.
People had gathered in Dallas last night, or Thursday night, to march against what many see as excessive force in the shootings of Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile in Minnesota this week. State and federal investigations are underway into both shootings. A super typhoon slammed into Taiwan's eastern coast Friday, killing at least one person, injuring more than 60. Thousands of residents had evacuated before Naupatak made landfall, packing winds of 163 kilometers. This is VOA News. The U.S. and South Korea have announced plans to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, also known as THAAD, on the Korean Peninsula to counter North Korea's ongoing nuclear and ballistic missile development programs. General Thomas Van Dahl, the Chief of Staff of the U.S. Forces in Korea.
Deploying THAAD to the Korean Peninsula will improve our missile defense posture, which is a critical aspect of our defensive strategy.
THAAD is designed to intercept and destroy ballistic missiles during their final or terminal phase of flight. It has so far proven effective against short and medium-range ballistic missiles. China on Friday reiterated its strong opposition to the U.S. THAAD deployment in South Korea and urged the two countries to stop it. The U.S. State Department is reopening an internal investigation into whether Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her top aides mishandled classified information when she was Secretary of State. The move comes a day after the Attorney General agreed with the FBI recommendation that no criminal charges should be filed in relation to the incident. FBI Director James Comey told a congressional panel Thursday that investigators found no evidence that Clinton or her aides intended to break the law.
I see evidence of great carelessness, but I do not see evidence that is sufficient to establish that Secretary Clinton or those with whom she was corresponding both talked about classified information on email and knew when they did it, they were doing something that was against the law.
The investigators say just over 100 classified documents in the more than 30,000 Clinton emails they reviewed from her tenure as the country's top diplomat. Authorities in Taiwan investigating an explosion and fire on a commuter train that wounded 25 passengers, some seriously. Police say what appears to be a pipe bomb exploded on one of the cars late Thursday, setting off a fire. Reuters news agency quoting a police official saying the explosion does not appear to be connected to terrorism and is likely a deliberate act of malice. There has been no claim of responsibility for that incident. North Korea said Thursday the most recent U.S. sanctions imposed on its leader, Kim Jong-un, amounted to a declaration of war vowing to take strong retaliatory measures. On Wednesday, the U.S. blacklisted Kim along with 10 other people and five government ministries and departments for the first time over human rights abuses. In its first response to the U.S. action, Pyongyang urged Washington to withdraw the sanctions immediately, warning that the North would instantly sever all diplomatic channels if they failed to do so. For details on these stories and more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.